Now that hit the spot.
喝完真奶是不是很爽快啊?
And there are so many boba milk places in Taiwan now, and all of them taste really good.
I really like one of the boba milk tea places. I'll buy you one tomorrow.
Okay.
Their brown sugar boba pearls are
Oh my
delicious.
gosh, I love that. And those are super popular as well.
You know, we can make them at home too.
We can? Teach me.
We can learn from Bob and Cassie in today's article.
Let's take a look.
DIY Tiger Pearl Milk Tea. Bob and Cassie are in the kitchen.
Let's make Tiger Pearl Milk Tea.
Okay. First, we put the tapioca pearls in boiling water.
They wait 25 minutes.
Now, we turn the heat off and put the lid on the pot.
They wait 30 minutes.
Next, we drain the pearls and rinse them with cold water.
Now, we'll boil 100 cc's of water with brown sugar. Then, we'll put the pearls in and cook everything so it gets thick.
Later,
I'll put the brown sugar pearls in the glass.
You need to roll them around on the inside of the glass.
Now, we put milk into the glass.
Cool! It looks like a tiger's stripes.
Word power!
Tiger. Tiger. Tigers are dangerous animals, so stay away from them. Tigers are dangerous animals, so stay away from them. Lid. Lid. Mom took the lid off the pot and took out some soup. Mom took the lid off the pot and took out some soup. Cold. Cold. Joanna wants to drink something cold because the weather is hot. Joanna wants to drink something cold because the weather is hot. Glass. Glass. There's no water in your glass. Do you want more? There's no water in your glass. Do you want more?
认识智慧
Drain Rinse Stripe
Oh, I can't stop drinking boba milk tea. It's so bad for you, but it's so good for you at the same time. But it's okay, we'll go exercise
after that. So you
mean
it's so bad because you're gonna gain some weight?
But it's so good because it tastes yummy.
Right.
Alright, so we're going to learn how to make boba milk tea. We have Bob and Cassie, and here in the article, this scenario says Bob and Cassie are in the kitchen.
他们在厨房里面, what are they doing in the kitchen? Of course, they are making
boba milk tea.
Yay!
Okay, or here, Bob says, let's make tiger pearl milk tea.
Tiger? 珍珠奶茶跟老虎有什么关系?
Well, could I... That's actually a good question.
Right.
But I know there's a shop that has this name for their milk tea. I forgot.
有老虎味吗? Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
We'll find it out later.
Yeah. But let's first learn about what the word tiger means. It's spelled T-I-G-E-R. Tiger. A tiger is a large cat. They have orange fur and black stripes that go down. They're very beautiful animals, and I think they usually live in Asia. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, tigers are dangerous animals, so stay away from them. Tigers are dangerous animals, so stay away from them.
Tiger 就是老虎啦. Which one's your favorite tiger?
Oh, I really like...
最喜欢老虎.
I like... Tigger from Winnie the Pooh.
Tigger!
Mm-hmm. Do you remember him?
跳舞?
He's really cute. He's not a scary tiger.
He's so active all
the time.
He's
a cute tiger. Oh, the tiger from Aladdin, Jasmine's tiger. I really like him.
Oh, Aladdin 里面 Jasmine 的老虎。
He's really cute.
Right. Okay, 老虎这个字呢，刚刚已经说完它的解释了。那例句是老虎是危险的动物，所以离它们远一点。
Oh, I want a friendly tiger like Jasmine's tiger, but...
Alright, you'll find one in the future. 那 Bob 这边就说呢，让我们来做老虎真奶。So what is tiger pearl milk tea?
Alright, well, let's find out. Cassie says, okay, first we put the tapioca pearls in boiling water, right? So of course we need to cook the pearls first. Now, we have different words like first, next, then, after, finally. And these are just basically words that we can use to show things are, how things are done step by step. So if you want to do a how-to, usually we'll use first, next, then.And all these different words. We'll see a lot more later on.
所以这些字呢是用来带出顺序步骤的副词，那在说明书或是食谱上面很常见。 Okay, so what about tapioca? Pearls.
We keep hearing pearl milk tea, tapioca. What are they? They're all the same thing. Tapioca pearls are basically boba. They're basically the pearls, exactly.
Oh, 那 pearl 本身是珍珠的意思，是真的珍珠哦。不过现在我们把这个字用来当台湾的这个珍珠奶茶的珍珠。所以首先第一步 first 要做的就是把粉圆放到水中。But it needs to be boiling water.
That's right. When something is boiling, it means that the temperature of the water goes up to 100 degrees Celsius and it does that. There's bubbles in the water because it's so hot. Now, the opposite of that, okay, if you want to make ice cubes or bing sha, it would have to be freezing. Okay, that's the opposite of boiling.
So boiling water 就是沸腾的水。So put the tapioca pearls in the boiling water first, and then?
Okay, let's see what the next step is. It says they wait 25 minutes. So you cook the pearls for about 25 minutes. And Bob says, now we turn the heat off and put the lid on the pot. Okay.
等了25分钟之后 ,Bob 就说那我们来把火关掉。To turn something off,可以是关掉瓦斯啦、灯或是电器等等的用品，像是 turn the light off 关灯、turn the AC off 关冷气 ，or turn the computer off 关电脑。那相反的，我们会说 turn something on， turn the TV on， turn the fan on， turn the heater on， 将电暖炉打开。那当然呢，你也可以将物品放在turn on 或是 turn off 的后方。For example, please turn off the light before you leave the room. 离开房间前请关灯。And Bob also says they need to put the lid on the pot.
So maybe that's a really important step. Let's first learn about what a lid is. It's spelled L-I-D, lid.Okay, a lid is a noun, and it's basically a cover on a box, can, or jar. And you can put it on top of something to make sure maybe your food doesn't get dirty or to keep it from getting cold or whichever. So we can take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Mom took the lid off the pot and took out some soup. Mom took the lid off the pot and took out some soup.
Lid 是盖子，那例句说呢，妈妈拿下锅盖，然后盛出一些汤。那我们回到对话当中，这边说到关火后呢，要把盖子放在锅子上面。And how long do they have to wait?
Okay, well, it says they wait 30 minutes. So the pearls are not done yet. You cook it, you have to let it sit for another 30 minutes. And Cassie says, next, we drain the pearls and rinse them with cold water. Okay, so there's a lot of steps to cooking. Boba, actually. When you drain something, it means you remove or take away the water or liquid from it. And then what they have to do is they have to rinse the boba as well. And it means just to wash it with water. Usually you wash it clean. Okay, wash something clean with water.
Drain 这个动词呢是沥干，所以我们要把珍珠沥干，然后呢用清水冲洗，用清水冲洗的这个动作就是 rinse。 那等了30分钟之后呢， Cassie 就说接下来呢我们要把珍珠沥干，然后用清水清洗它们。 And the water needs to be cold.
Cold, right? Cold is our word power word. It's spelled C-O-L-D, cold. Cold is an adjective and it means something that has a low temperature. It makes you feel like, oh, you want to wear a jacket, you want to wear more clothes. So cold can mean, you know, low temperature. We can also say chill or chilly. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Joanna wants to drink something cold because the weather is hot. Joanna wants to drink something cold because the weather is hot.
Cold 的这个形容词呢是冷的。那例句说啊 ,Joanna 想要喝点冰的冷的东西因为天气很热。那刚好 cold 跟 hot 是个相反词。
Mm-hmm. Bob then says, now we'll boil 100 cc of water with brown sugar. Then we'll put the pearls in and cook everything so it gets thick.Okay, so we don't add the brown sugar in the very beginning. We add it now with 100 cc of water. So here we also see the word then. A while ago we said that there's a lot of different words that shows you the next step. Then is one of them. So it's probably like the second or third step of something.
So we can say first, then, mm-hmm. or we can say first, next, mm-hmm. or first,Second.
Then.
Then. 再继续用出来也是可以的。
Mm-hmm.
那这边 Bob 就说了，现在呢，我们先将黑糖加在水里面煮沸。Then, 然后再将珍珠放入煮到 thick 为止。Thick 这个形容词呢是浓稠的，在这边的解释是这样。那它另外还有一个解释是厚的或是粗的，像是 a thick book, 厚，很厚的一本书，或者是 a thick book,tree trunk, 很粗的树干。
Or thick legs.
很粗的腿。I don't like my thick legs.
Me too. We'll work on that. Let's go exercise.
Okay.
All right, so next in the article, they said later, okay, so they need to cook the boba and the brown sugar, because that's what makes it taste good, right? You have to add brown sugar.
Yeah.
And then Cassie says, I'll put the brown sugar pearls in the glass. So I guess the boba is ready. Now they're ready to kind of make their drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's going to put the pearls in the glass. Now we see the word power word glass as well. G-L-A-S-S, glass. Now a glass is a kind of hard, kind of half transparent material, and you can change it into different shapes. For example, you can make the glass into the shape of a cup, so you can use it for drinking things. So glass can be made into different types of shapes, but here we are learning glass as the cup. We can take a look at our sample sentence. It says, there's no water in your glass. Do you want more? There's no water in your glass. Do you want more?
Glass 在文章中呢指的是玻璃杯。那例句说，你的玻璃杯里面没水了，你还想要吗？那另外呢，我们说 glass 当作玻璃杯来解释的时候，它是可数的，所以我们可以说 a glass 一个玻璃杯，或者是 two glasses 两个玻璃杯。那同学们应该有注意到 glasses 也还是什么意思呢？眼镜的意思。那另外呢 ，glass 还可以当不可数名词哦，它当不可数名词的时候是。玻璃，那一片玻璃，一块玻璃要怎么说呢？我们要用到单位，叫做 piece, a piece of glass. 那之后呢 ，Cassie 就说，我来加黑糖，放到玻璃杯当中。
Ooh, and then Bob says, you need to roll them around on the inside of the glass. So maybe you need to take a spoon and kind of move it around on the inside.
Inside 是里面 ，outside 就是外面。所以呢，我们要拿一个东西来在里面。让它这些珍珠滚动 to roll them, right? 那 Bob 就说你要将它们也是珍珠们放在玻璃杯里面来回滚动它们这样子才可以分散这些黑糖。
Next, Cassie says, now we put milk into the glass.
现在再将牛奶倒入玻璃杯中。Is this the last step?
That is. And then, exactly.
We got pearls, we got brown sugar, and then now it's milk.
Last, we put the milk in. And then Bob says, cool, it looks like a tiger's stripes. So you see, this is very important that you have to stir it. The boba. Because now when you pour the milk in, it looks like the tiger's stripes. When we talk about stripes, we're talking about the long, thin, narrow line, or a long, thin, narrow line of color. So it's kind of like what we see on a tiger, on a zebra, these animals. Spots are different. Spots are in the shape of a circle. So usually we see spots on giraffes, or cheetahs. They're not perfect circles, but they're kind of a round circle shape.
所以 stripe 是条纹 ，spots 是斑点。那这边 Bob 就说 ，cool， 现在看起来像老虎的条纹。 Now I know why it's called tiger pearl milk tea.
Now that I think about it, I know now why too, because when we go to the drink store, to the boba milk store, they tell you to turn it up like this, right? They tell you to flip it and just shake it a bit.
Yeah.
And then you'll see the lines.
Oh. So black and white.
Yeah, black exactly. White. I know now why. Oh, no wonder it's called that store's name.
I want some boba milk tea right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I want tiger one.
Okay. Well, let's go to our magic fox, box first, our review time, and then we can go get our boba milk tea.
Okay. See you later.
Magic box. 找亮点。
Hello, 我是 Casey。大家有过这样的经验吗？要告诉别人某件事情怎么做，在叙述这些步骤的时候，该怎么有条理又清楚地让对方知道呢？如果你总是说某个东西之后，然后怎么样，再然后要怎么做，听着对方可能头昏眼花一团乱，专业的说明可不行这样哦。这时候呢，通常会条列式的让人知道第一步骤是什么，第二步骤是什么，用列点的方式让人先搞懂先后顺序也是非常重要的哦。在英文里也是一样，举例来说，我想要教我同学怎么上网填写餐厅评论，第一步骤当然就是搜寻他想要给评论的那间餐厅啦。 First of all, search for that restaurant on the internet. First of all, search for that restaurant on the internet. 这边的 first of all 呢，指的就是全部步骤里面的第一点，当然你也可以很简单的用 first 就好，会变成 first search for the restaurant on the internet。 接着呢，写下你觉得这间餐厅的优点或者是缺点。 Next, leave some comments about it. Next, leave some comments about it. 这边用到的 next 表示接下来，带出下一个步骤。当然你也可以替换成 second 第二，或者是 then 然后等等的词。写完评论后，第三点 ，third give it some stars， third give it some stars， 当然就是评分啦，一到五颗星你会给几颗呢？刚刚说的 third， 也就是之前学过的叙述用法第三的意思。以上这些都完成之后，最后的最后，上传一张你拍的照片，让其他人也可以看到它实际的样子。Last but not least。最后但也同样很重要的 upload a photo to share with others. Last but not least, upload a photo to share with others. 这边的最后也可以替换成 finally. 这样表示步骤的英文都学会了吗？来小试身手一下吧。该怎么用清楚列点的方式告诉别人，首先你要先准备一本笔记本呢？休息过后马上来看答案咯，拜拜。
The answer is, first, you need to prepare a notebook. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, welcome back to our review time. And what are we doing today?
We got a marker. We got teacher paper.
Board.
Pictionary.
Exactly. So we're going to draw something and then the other person has to guess what it is. So me first?
Yeah, you go first. Okay, can I look?
Not yet.
No. Okay, you done? Wow, so fast.
Yeah.
The round thing kind of easy. On the top, and then this is a cup. And I can see through it. So it's a glass. Bonibay.
That's right. Glass.
G-L-A-S-S. Glass.
All right.
Okay.
Your turn.
My turn.
I wonder what she's going to draw. Are you going to do something difficult? Like an animal? Or is it going to be...
I'm really bad at drawing, so I'll try my best to draw this thing.
Okay.
Let's and see, you guys don't laugh at me.
Don't worry. Everyone has their own vision, I would say. So we had glass.
What is this?
It's kind of cute, though. Oh, this is really cute.
Look at this. And this.
And then this, okay, I know what this is. Uh-huh. It's the only animal that we have in today's lesson.
Yeah.
It's a tiger.
Yeah, since we only have one animal, and you know this is an animal, yeah. So it's the
and
tiger.
It's a cat. It's a large cat, so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a tiger.
Okay, tiger.
All right.
T-I-G-E-R.
So
tiger.
Cute. I want a tiger like this. All right, so you guys can also play this with your friends as well.
We also no more have fun?
No more.
Oh,
I think we're out of time
today. Oh, yeah, say goodbye. Okay.
But don't worry, we can still play more another day.
Okay.
All right,
we'll say goodbye
so
with
we
this
have to
tiger.
Say
bye.
Bye.
DIY Tiger Pearl Milk Tea. Bob and Cassie are in the kitchen.
Let's make tiger pearl milk tea.
Okay. First, we put the tapioca pearls in boiling water.
They wait 25 minutes.
Now, we turn the heat off and put the lid on the pot.
They wait 30 minutes.
Next, we drain the pearls and rinse them with cold water.
Now we'll boil 100 cc's of water with brown sugar. Then we'll put the pearls in and cook everything so it gets thick.
Later,
I'll put the brown sugar pearls in the glass.
You need to roll them around on the inside of the glass.
Now we put milk into the glass.
Cool! It looks like a tiger stripes.
Tiger, tiger. Tigers are dangerous animals, so stay away from them. Tigers are dangerous animals, so stay away from them. Lid, lid. Mom took the lid off the pot and took out some soup. Mom took the lid off the pot and took out some soup. Cold, cold. Joanna wants to drink something cold because the weather is hot. Joanna wants to drink something cold because the weather is hot. Glass, glass. There's no water in your glass. Do you want more? There's no water in your glass. Do you want more?
认识词汇
Drain. Rinse. Stripe.